Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Transformers. Yeah, the movie Transformers. Brother, that request, you know, cybernetics. Cybertron. Cybertron represents a world of powerful cybernetic energy. And we saw that in one of the Transformers, you know, when they were bringing down the pillars and the pillars connected to Cybertron, and what are those pillars represent? Those pillars represent Orgon, those Orgon pillars. They see what these energetic fear is, us being able to transform and understand. Have the ability to transform into the power of our cybernetic bodies. The ability to transform from whatever we're going to do. You know, they use cars or whatever, but they don't want to use the real deal. And this flesh that we're in, this carbon has the ability to transform. Ether has the ability to transform. Plasma has the ability to transform. Okay? All of the elements have the ability to transform. So, understand the power of our cybernetic body. Return of Cybertron is the return. It's our return to this wild thing that we will create and design. You know, got to go all the way in to bring back the cybernetic world. You got to remember, just like they said, when they came here, there was hundreds of thousands of structures, and they destroyed those structures, and when they destroyed those structures, it caused us to fall away from the cybernetic world that we had created for ourselves. That was a system that we created. Right? That was a system that we created, and therefore, over the past so many calendar years, they began to create their system that they wanted us to operate under, so that we would not operate under the original cybernetic equivalent that we're supposed to be operating under. Now we all understand this. This is crucial for us, Transformers, Cybernetics, Cybertron. Cybertron is, you know, deep into Cybertron, you're talking about a pure technology, pure intelligence, and intelligence that cannot be defined by mankind whatsoever. This is the type of intelligence that we can create, this intelligence that they can, that cannot be defined by them. Star Wars is just the tip of the iceberg. Just like I said, in the last message, we were able to speak to them in very few different languages. Right? Which means that we were space travelers. Because these languages were languages that were indigenous to this planet, to this realm. I mean, of course, we can see languages of both sisters of the realms. But mostly we spoke Latin here, but we spoke languages from other planets, other universes. This is part of the cybernetics. Why do you think that our young children coming out of the womb already knowing shit, knowing technology? Because these are the ancestors. This is why they needed us to meet with them, to break that ancestral bloodline so that we wouldn't have what they call geniuses, the true ancestors coming from the womb. And therefore fool them and make them think that they're doing something right. Corrupt the ancestral bloodline. How deep this is. So they fear Cybertron. Cybertron is a world of nothing but pure technology, what gives us the advantage and gives us the ability to shift and change and shape into whatever we desire. To link into whatever force we desire, to link into whatever energy we desire. This is our planet. This is our realm. Who are them to tell us what we can't do? Who are them to tell us what we can't do? This motherfucker, fuck you, bitch, fuck you. Let me show you what I can do. So the whole key point is to understand is cybernetics. Yeah. That's why, you know, they really made sure that we didn't continue that education system, you know, liquid science, material science, frequencies of vibrations, advanced physics, advanced mathematics, calligraphy, different arts, you know, and all the needs of what we studied, and the youngest of my children, the brightest and the most powerful, and they knew how to shape their minds, to look into their souls, to become the most powerful beings ever. This is why they feel Cybertron. This is why they feel cybernetics. This is why they sold you on Transformers. Oh yeah, you know, I got one white woman up there trying to kill this huge, colossal being where he wasn't what he was. He wasn't going to do this and like that. Tell us, no, you're going to do what I say to do. Motherfucker, bitch, this is my fucking planet. I got to do a goddamn thing as you say. I'm getting ready to make the rules that I want to lay down. Now, if you feel like you need to protect yourself, I need to protect myself as well. And that's the shit. Thinking into the cybernetic world, making it to yourself. And you're going to find nothing but technology inside of you. You can go into the deepest part of your soul, look into your eye, and tell everybody this is what I saw. And I saw how to create this, and I saw how to build that, and I saw how to make this. We are the most advanced cybernetic beings ever created. And these beings actually, how they conquered us. Now, you know, they put themselves in a hole. Because like we said before, you're in a hornet's nest, trying to control the hornets, and they have it in that way. They have it in that way. So, I'm going to look into the Transformers, because, you know, like I said, it's just a Transformers energy. So, our bodies are designed to transform. Alright? This common body was designed to transform. We designed to transform from man to beast, from beast to man. Oh yeah. That was our ability. Transformation. But it's all part of the cybernetic program. And the buildings that we have. There's some buildings. I wanna do a video with you guys one day. It's in Ferndale. There's a church. So Ferndale might be Detroit. It's in Detroit. There's a church that still has, and it was an ancient building that belonged to us, and it still has those the domes and the symbols on top of the church that we created. It is still standing. It's hundreds of years old, but it was one of our original buildings. I'm going to show you guys, you know, how we designed it, you know, what it looked like, and what we created. Because we create that which will be able to send frequencies throughout the air and the atmosphere. Because that's what we have. We have resonating frequencies all the time. That's part of the cybernetic program. Resonating frequencies to help us to be on a much higher plateau of energy and power. You know, that's the most important part of cybernetics. Get ourselves into a world of technology, like I said, intelligence that could not be defined, because these energetic beings will not be able to define this type of intelligence. And this is what's in us. For all the things about us, we got to get it out. Like we said before, this is why they gave us religion, that's why they gave us money, that's why they gave us job position, you know, everything that they had, they were willing to give it to us. They were willing to allow us to be like them. So that we would not be who we're supposed to be, which is against the grain of their world that they created. In their words, the world of fantasy and illusions, our true world is a world of how intelligence and technology. Technology is so advanced that it only works for us. We can sit on a vessel and with our minds, the vessel just picks off. And it never touches the ground. It glides over the surface of the planet. That's advanced. That's extremely advanced. They're still trying to figure this out. And to this day, we will not allow them to know anything. They will be literally destroyed and removed from this planet. And then, brothers and sisters, we'll be able to relearn everything that we've lost. But it's because relearning, they will be an instant. And we would never let anyone invade ever again. Never let anyone who does not look like us to come in. Because they deceive us. Oh, we come in peace. Okay, yeah. Figure that out. Figure that out. Alright? So, just want to go on that. You know, Transformers, Cybertron, Cybernetics. The advanced beings, who we are, that's why we're important, you know, understand meditation, IG, all that stuff. But above all, building and creating, because like we said before, when you begin to build, you open up those gateways of intelligence within you, math and science and physics, which are the most important factors for us. Because now once you open up those gateways, you open up other gateways that releases different information on how to create power. So chemicals that are within us all begin to work together. This is cybernetics. My brothers and sisters, I shared it with y'all. Just left the gym, at home. I'm about to give me a big fat peanut butter jelly sandwich because I need some protein. Grab me something a little later on. Protein shake something later on. Okay, guys. I'll catch you guys later. All right, much power to you all.
Autodrops get you fresh, but so do broken websites. Every minute of website downtime means lost customers, lost sales, lost revenue. Choose an e-commerce platform. In the words of Ralph Smart, we live in a world so fake, the truth actually scares people. Slow motion this side. Look, here's the truth. But that doesn't happen to deep divers because apparently you deep divers can handle the truth. You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. But we can because that's what we were made for. We were made for diving deep. And right now, deep divers, there is so much happening in the world. Why? Europe is burning. Wildfires raging. Sun is back on. And the world is changing forever. Oh, my gosh. We got a whole lot to talk about. And boy, oh, boy, girl, oh, girl, woman, oh, woman, man, oh, man, I've got some great information for you that's really going to help you raise your eyebrows and say, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it, Ralph. But first, let's just breathe, deep divers. Woo! Let's go. Woo! Breathing in that glass, prana, baby. Raising the frequency. Raising the vibration. It is such a gorgeous day today. I've been sitting out in nature just saying, thank you, universe. Take that, take that, take that. Good arc energy I'm sending you, deep divers. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers. We are home sweet home. We're out here in the heart of nature. Gaia loves you. The cat down the road loves you. Those butterflies floating around, they love you too, Deep Divers. How you feeling? You enjoying the weather, Deep Divers? Because it's been hot. Oh, it's been hot, Deep Divers. I'm FaceTiming you right now. If you are watching this video, this is your confirmation that the manifestation you desire will appear in your life. All you have to do is act like it's already here. One of the easiest ways to manifest is to act like it's already here. That's what I'm doing every single day, and that's why I'm here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, Deep Divers, check this out. Why Europe is burning, wildfires raging, CERN is back online, and the world is changing. Oh, yes, the world is changing. So, all across Europe, it has been very hot over the last few weeks. Wait a minute. Can someone get me some breakfast? Because I'm pretty hungry, Deep Divers. We ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Let love guide you, not fear, Deep Divers. I said, let love guide you, not fear. I said, let love guide you, not fear. So, why Europe is burning, wildfires raging, and the world is changing forever. So, over the last few weeks, Europe has been blazing hot, super hot, so hot you can cook food on the ground. So hot, the cat down the road says, ain't nobody got time for this. I'm going to the North Pole. Cat down the road, we miss you. It's been hot. And why is this happening? We're going to talk about it. We're also going to talk about how the world is changing because so many things are happening. So I just happened to be in London yesterday, and it was a record-breaking 40.3 degrees Celsius, which is 104 degrees Fahrenheit. It was hot. Now, this was record-breaking. But check this information out, Deep Divers. You see, it's not just London that was hot. France, Germany, all over Europe, it has been abnormally, insanely hot. Above the peak. But check this out. August 11th, 2021, the Italian island Sicily had a record-breaking temperature of 48.8 degrees Celsius, which is 119.8 degrees Fahrenheit. That's crazy, right? Not only that, we can move further. Antarctica, the island Seymour, had a record-breaking temperature of 20.7 degrees Celsius, which is 69.3 degrees Fahrenheit, which is unheard of. It's usually cold there. But you see, the whole world is changing.
Hansel was able to win any competition.
Sorry, guys, about that.
She was known as the contest queen because she has won seven.
Y'all know how it is. Royalty, royalty, royalty to all. This is my, this is me continuing my communion with the ancestors that I started on yesterday, guys. This ended up, I ended up going like almost 8 hours. Just me and the ancestors, you know, just talking and having, I guess, having a little chat that we just need to sit down and just chat. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. By the numbers from the podcast, it seems like that you guys enjoy it. The what's happening in the beginning of this podcast, I apologize for the tardiness, you guys, but I'm here. Thank you so much, Joanne, for being here. Joanne, if you missed it yesterday, I had kept, well, it had got kind of cut off, and, you know, and prematurely and stuff like that. So I kind of kept going and it ended up being like 6 more hours. This is literally part 4, Joanne, of my communion with the ancestors. So communion with the ancestors is a series that I started on yesterday. Matters of the Heart. This series is Matters of the Heart because I want to play something for you guys, and I know we're in the middle of Ralph Smart, but hold on. Ancestors are very heavy, and they were just heavy, guys. So there's two things that I want to start. Well,
someone's not loving you. That's their assignment. Someone's not supporting you. That's their assignment. Someone's not helping you. That's their assignment. Someone's not being there for you. That's their assignment. But let me tell you that God wants you here as well. When they come for you, that's their assignment. Mm. When they talk about you, that's their assignment. Mm. When they overlook you, that's their assignment. Mm. When they spit on you or on your name, that's their assignment. Why? Because God knows there's something on the other side of you persevering through what they say.
So, guys, you know, if in your personal life the ancestors are coming through, speaking however they are, however they are speaking, guys, please listen. Now is not the time to, you know, be playing, they say. So everything is fair game, you know what I'm saying? It's a part of the global assignment. Okay, here's another one for one of my friends, guys. And again, I'm random because this is happening divinely, you guys. But, where is it at? Here we go.
Like, I came outside to, meditate and talk to.
Oops, sorry.
I have a message.
She crying, y'all.
Because I need to be obedient and tell you what God and the ancestors are saying. They're saying we are here. We are here. They are saying, we are here. We are here. That's all I keep hearing. We are here. We are here. We are here. They are not the Antichrist. They are the originators, and we are here. We are on earth right now. We are here. We are here.
Okay. So if your ancestor, you know, take it how you take it, guys. But here's another one. Okay, prepare to take. Well, here's another collective reading. Y'all go check her out on, all right? Well, you know what? I'm not going to give her shouts out right now, but. Yeah, I'll give her some of her, but you know what? We're not going to touch that all together. Okay, we just move forward.
To the ancestors, I accept the gifts that have been placed upon me as a being. I now offer and allow my higher self to continuously accept the guidance of the ancients who speaks the heart's language of love. The language of the ancients has guided my hands to speak love as the ultimate overseer to all that I desire and show compassion for. I only ask for those things that increases my evolution as a human and spiritual being. My success is now for all those who speak my heart's name in any way.
Oh, excuse me.
Verbally or silently.
Matter of the Heart.
I allow love, gratitude, compassion, money, family, and friends to have the needed confidence to seek happiness from all sources of life. I offer and accept that success that has been offered to me back to Source, as that investment is the deposit that brings life to me and all those who visit me mentally, spiritually, and physically. I now ask for the return of investment to be shown financially by the laws of this land to help increase my quality of life. For every single person who has had the smallest amount of faith in me, I thank God, the ancestors, and the likes who believe in love and only love.
Yes, 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 yes. So, guys, you know, that's it, and there it is. So let's go ahead and get back to Ralph, all right? Oh, man, this shit is powerful, y'all. Oh, I want to say, did I hear in the beginning what Ralph said? What Ralph said, you know, in the words of Ralph Smart. He said, in the words of Ralph Smart, are you saying that you're not Ralph Smart? You know, I'm just saying, guys, in the words of Ralph Smart, as if he's not Ralph Smart. I don't know if that was intentional, but that was definitely not something to miss. And also, guys, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of taking over bodies, you know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of stuff going on behind it. There is so much going on behind the scenes, guys, you know. A lot of events happening that are symbolic for other things that are happening and putting into place and falling into place and all of that. Just, you know, the matters of the heart, guys, is trust your intuition, trust your intuition, trust your intuition. So let's go back to, I guess, Ralph Smart.
And there have been wildfires.
Again, those events, wildfires, these events that's happening, the shutting down of the matriarchic systems that are happening, no need to fear CERN and all of that, back online, open portal, the rising of the deceased. So when the answers say, I'm here, the rising of the deceased, maybe what if CERN, and I don't think I played the second video of Brother Wisdom. We'll get back to that, and then I'll get, and then we'll close out with the 2 hours remaining from the 5 hour lecture in this series, you guys. But just what if CERN and all these major events was symbolic for something else that is happening behind the scenes that we should probably be paying attention to?
In the United Kingdom, houses have been on fire, even in France. This is unheard of. But check this out. It's only been since the last 20 years we have been witnessing this hot weather in Europe and even in Antarctica. Is it global warming, Ralph? What's happening? Well, you do know, deep diver, CERN came back online July 5th. The Large Hadron Collider, which seeks to discover the mysteries of the universe by spending billions of dollars and euros smashing electrons together. Is this the reason why the weather is so hot? Are they manipulating the weather? Oh, you do know that they have technology 100 years from what you have. You do know that most people have no clue about HARP, that they can control, about HARP, that they can control the weather. But let me give you my take on this. You see, I always say there are no accidents or coincidences in this universe. Everything is happening in divine order. And human beings aren't really intelligent. They're not as intelligent as Mother Nature. And the sun, the heat waves, is symbolic of the light coming in. It's symbolic of the new energy coming in. You see, the light is coming in. In other words, the veil is being lifted of this illusion, this matrix. And the heat, oh, it's going to get hotter. Scientists have predicted that soon, one day, Europe will be like Africa. Oh, it's getting hot. And guess what? Only the children of the sun are going to survive. Only those who are tapped in can handle the heat. Three things that can never be hidden. The sun, the moon, and the truth. And the truth is coming out.
They want to block out the sun for a reason. Because it's getting too hot on the planet. So that's a symbology of it, that the light is coming in. People are starting to wake up on the planet. And it's happening. You see, when I'm out and about, people stop and they're like, oh my gosh, Infinite Waters. And I can see that there is a great awakening happening all around the world. You see, over the last few years, COVID, which means creating our vision in detail, has forced people to find out you.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Now, it's not that everyone is awake and aware, but it's actually served as a catalyst for people to start to ask questions and wake up to say, what's really going on? So there have been huge energy shifts. Ladies, you know about the full moon, the last full moon. You were like, gosh, Ralph, the energy was crazy, right? Right. So the whole world is changing right now. You see, and I want to remind you that stranger things are going to start to happen. And you have to prepare yourself emotionally for what's coming, because the real event is about to happen soon.
Ooh.
This is the
What you say, Ralph?
Even though there are heat waves and everything,
oh.
People are kind of forgotten about the pandemic and all of that, but that's when they get you, when you fall asleep. That's why Nas said, I never sleep, because sleep is the cousin of death. You want to stay awake and alert and aware. It's not over. The inorganic ones aren't over with you. They still want to keep you in bondage. And you see, you came here to be Neo, to free yourself from the matrix, from the illusion. It's a wonderful illusion. I'm walking around and I'm seeing people, that so many people are still plugged up and plugged in this matrix. They haven't got a clue about what's happening. And that's how this system was designed, to make sure that you never wake up. Everything is in reverse. You're living upside down, back to front.
Upside down world.
Properly. But you see, this is how it is. You see, there's something called the 80-20 rule, right? Pareto's law. And 80% of people are asleep and 20% are fast. They're awake, right? 80% are asleep, 20% of people are awake, or they're falsely awakening. Let me tell you this. Four of your friends are fast asleep. You are the only one who is awake. Am I right or am I wrong? Exactly. So this is the reason why I always tell you, embrace this gift of having knowledge of self. Embrace this gift of having your third eye open, because not everyone can see what's really going on. A lot of people are still entertained. Are you not entertained? Bread and circuses is how they control people in the Roman Empire. The same thing is happening today. TikTok, that's your bread and circuses. They've created so many distractions that you don't even know what's really going on. You don't even realize that strange things are happening on the planet that you want to investigate. Nikola Tesla discovered free energy. Do you know, deep divers, we are the only species on the planet that has to pay to live and eat, yet we are supposed to be the most intelligent. You have been played like a fiddle by the inorganic ones. We're not supposed to be paying for energy. It's free. There is an abundant amount of energy on the planet. They know this. And when you wake up to this higher truth that we are living in such an illusion, you now begin to awaken. And the good news is that there have been a lot of people waking up. A lot of people saying, I know something doesn't feel right. And that's the good news. And it's going to intensify. But to really get out of that wonderful illusion, you have to realize that ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is expensive pain. You see, it's no longer right now cool to be ignorant. because ignorance is going to cost you. It's expensive pain. And a lot of people are realizing this, that to say, actually, wait a minute, it's time to press pause on this matrix, because I realize that I've been played like a fool. I met someone the other day who was like, Ralph, I don't believe anything they tell me. He was young. I'm like, this is a sign, a confirmation that the Great Awakening is happening, and it's only going to grow more. Deep dive, I encourage you to continue to let love guide you, not fear. I encourage you to realize that we've got this, because we are the power. We always were, and we always will be. At the same time, the inorganic ones aren't going to stop. They never take a day off. And their plan is to trap you. Listen, their plan is to trap you inside of the metaverse. The more you connect with that technology, is the more you will become weaker and they become stronger. That's the only way they can control you. That's the reason why they got the smart grid. That's the reason why that film in 2003, Control Factor, was telling you about everything that's happening right now, that they want a world without touch, no feeling, a world without smiles, no meaning. They want to keep you trapped in the metaverse.
I'm going to make a bold statement and say that
I'm sorry, guys. So,
and they want
to just to my and guys, this is a communion with not just my ancestors, but the ancestors, the ones who are one line with the matters of the heart. And what's happening is with these ads, what's going on is that rule as far as distraction is concerned. You know that over time our minds have been easily distracted. So we've been easily distracted, you know, and we're so loving and we're so compassionate. You know, we come from this divine place of compassion. So this is why a lot of us had to put up external, you know, defenses, sometimes external defenses that, you know, in my case would possibly sometimes, you know, we create what we sow, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it can create destruction for oneself. You know, there's a lot of that going on that many have had to stand with their loved ones to see them creating their own hells for themselves. But I said all that to bring you to the point is distraction. There's a 5-second rule of distraction that is inserted in the subconscious brain in order for us to become distracted. So just that little bitty 5-second, you know, could have took anybody who has a low attention span to not focus on a driven goal. It takes them off of their beam. You know what I'm saying? So that's a cunning tactic that has been used in order. I feel like I'm being heard all over the cosmos. But in order to sway the minds or the subconscious minds of the good heart, you know what I'm saying? But we're gonna get back and we're gonna refocus again. But I just wanted to point illustration to you guys that is a tactic for distraction.
If you're trapped in a digital universe. But don't you realize that our DNA is a biological internet? What happened when he turned off the phone? What happened when she turned off the phone? He had a better connection. She had a better connection. Slow motion this side. So remind yourself, use technology, but don't get used by technology, because that's their whole plan, to trap you in a virtual reality. You have people more in love with their phone than other people. You see, things were designed to be used. People were designed to be loved. The problem with the world is that things are being loved and people are being used. You see, right now we have to wake up. It's time to wake up, humanity. It's time to get your freedom back, it's time to feel alive. Look, if you really want to know if someone is alive, wave at them. Say, hey, if they don't do anything, they're a zombie. Because we came here to feel alive, deep divers. That's why I wake up every single day, 7-day vegan challenge, with a whole bunch of grapes in my mouth, just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful deep divers. Let it get hotter, because we can deal with the heat. Get that vitamin D, do a little samba, baby. Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. I love all of you deep divers. Go and check out that new book, Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book for more powerful, life-changing information just like this. Also, go and get the good-ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. If you're a sexy-ass model, woo! With a whole lot of heart, you want to model the clothing? Well, go and buy some. They tried to bury us, deep divers. They forgot we were thieves. They tried to keep us in lockdown. They forgot we had the keys. And you have the key to your own freedom. Create your own reality today and live free. I love all of you, deep divers. I love all of you.
I love all
Infinite
of you.
Waters diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You! Hit that like button, deep divers. Share the video. Leave a comment down below of love and appreciation. And let me know how this video resonated with you. You want me to go live? Just say, go live, Ralph. Pardon? Go live, Ralph. Remind yourself, you are not powerless. You are powerful beyond measure. One love. Peace.
It is.
I'm an orange moon. I'm an orange moon, reflecting the light of the sun.
are on hold.
Reflecting the light of
this next one is for me and Joanne, even though that one was for me and Joanne too. But Joanne, we ain't did this one in a minute. Look, we ain't did a jam session. Oh my God. Okay. And I know I said I was going to try to do it. But to anybody listening, guys, getting back to the basics of things that you need work is definitely profound in your healing. Getting back to the basics on things that you knew once worked is going to be profound for your healing. One more time. Getting back to the basics where you know things work is going to be profound for your healing. When you're in your healing, when you're in the deepest abyss in the healing, where there's self-created things, self-created destruction, I don't care if it's something as simple as your thoughts. If you feel like you're going mentally insane, or if you feel like, you know, people are against you, nobody hears you, you know, that the root program for that a lot of times is the I'm not good enough, the people-pleasing syndrome thing that we do when it comes to healing. You know, we don't take care of ourselves most oftentimes. We always try to tailor ourselves just to fit the comfort and needs of others. When in fact, you know, when is the last time? Oh, and I got chills, y'all. When is the last time that you truly, truly? I'm listening, y'all. Okay, thank you, man. What is loving you truly? What is loving you truly, and when the last time you have examined that? That is what my ancestors want you guys to focus on, if you want, you know.
Thank you. be light. Those that can see it are the ones who believe it and put up no fight. In the absence of fear and control, it's the sound of the surrendering soul. Louder than the dogmatic persecution, now sing it like you got that right.
My little sister, she loves tunnels. She loves tunnels, tunnels and sightseeing. This is amazing. But all right, yes, Joanne, that was Future Love Song, Prince, Future Love Song. Oh my God, yes, 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 yes. But Joanne, this one, this next one, you guys, and we're listening to Prince, y'all, you know, so we're definitely going to get into the clip to close out. But again, guys, this is part four of a series, so there's a lot of information, but we're going to close it out today. But Joanne, this next song by Prince, we're going to end all the show with Prince, okay? Once you start playing Prince, you know, it's kind of hard to go back to anybody else. But this one, I used to, when I was, I'll never forget, 2117 or 2119 Highland Road, it was a dark time in my life, and I did not understand Prince. I think I was about 17 years old. I want to remember that address, because in all addresses, in numerology, just in any address, you guys, that you have, add up the numeral aspect of your address. So if yours is, you know, 2947, you know, add that to a solid number, you know, add all the numbers together to get a solid number, you guys, and that can represent, you know, like a 5 can represent change, a 8 can represent, you know, abundance as far as business and money. But now, you know, add up your numerical of your address, and you will find that that energy is what. And it's impossible, you guys. I'm not saying anything is factual for you guys, because this is your journey. It's your show. You know, that's one thing I'm attempting to do as I continue in the matters of the heart, is not to intrude on anyone else's journey or even get mad. And if I even come in the midst, you know, just try to understand, you know, that we each have, something significant about our journey. So anyway, guys, this is a song that I would just listen to over and over and over again on repeat. I think I listened to this on repeat for about a year, as this is 1111 TST.
upon a time in the land of sin and plenty. They lived in cave and they deserved to be. Knew not where it came from, where it was going. He never once said thank you, never pleaded a plea. Now this king had a subject named Electra. Who loved him with a passion that is contested. For him each day she had a smile, but it didn't matter, The king was looking for the ladder.
Thank you.
man, everybody's looking for the ladder. You guys take it how you want it. Everybody's looking for the ladder. So if let's go ahead and get Brother Wisdom has a message, and then we'll get into the lecture.
Because of the celestial energy, but wisdom. All right, I had a request by one of the brothers. Can you talk more about cybernetics? We as the original beings, like I said, we carry the original cybernetic program, which is the Genesis program. Alright. The Genesis program is the most powerful program known across the cosmos, which is why we are so feared. This is why there's a fear of our awakening, because our awakening, you have to understand that our awakening literally shakes up everything. And just by us being awakened, we are literally making things happen that never happened before. Never have you had multiple solar flares. Never have you had the earthquakes moving like it's moving. The planet is spinning even faster. Nature has awakened. So what we must understand, brothers and sisters, is that it is our cybernetics that is bringing things into perspective as far as who we are. Alright? When you're talking about cybernetics, you gotta understand, brothers and sisters, within the cybernetic nature of who we are, originally before the fall, we spoke over 233 different languages. Alright? You understand this. Before the fall, before we forgot, before we lost our memories, we spoke over 233 different languages. And this is through cybernetic program. Alright? They told you this through C-3PO with Star Wars. And we had already created androids. And when you're dealing with this, as cybernetics, you're talking about some advanced shit. This is who we are. And we have an enemy who wants us to be like them. But we cannot continue to be like them. That is shifting the cosmos out of balance. Mm. So our bringing ourselves back into the awakened state is bringing things back into balance so that we can return back to that original state of being. Alright? Cybernetics play an important role, and the knowledge of cybernetics play an even more important role, because we have to understand where we are at this present moment, brothers and sisters. Alright? We have to understand where we are at this present moment. It is our duty to carry ourselves into a higher state of mind. That is our duty. Because cybernetics works on advanced frequencies, advanced vibrations. All this money and chitter-chatter and talk about positions and all this stuff here, that literally causes your programs to become what you call null and void. So it is important that we understand. Now, we're going to talk about tapping into yourself. All right? The face and the portable. All right? The eyes are the merits of the soul. You gotta understand. You can learn a lot about yourself by just standing and looking into the mirror, because you will be able to sharpen your own self. Looking into the mirror. It's just like, you know, in the cybernetics, you know, when you talk about the cybernetics world, cybernetic programming and all, if you look into somebody's eyes, you look into another brother's eyes or another sister's eyes, you can actually almost sense what they're thinking. If you're tuned in deep enough, you can sense what they're thinking. You can sense how they feel just looking into their eyes. And when you're looking into their eyes, you're literally linking your program into their program. This is cybernetics. All right? That's why it's important for us to, you know, it's not only meditation. Meditation is good. But we have to go in deeper, just like we say, building and creating, which is literally sharpening up your skills, dealing with physics, dealing with different forms of science, dealing with mathematics, you know. This is where we are, you know. Liquid science, material science, and you're talking about liquid science, just like when we did the battery, when we did one to do the batteries, you know, and check the level of current from the acids. That was a part of liquid science. All right, your material science, you know, dealing with your crystals and your magnets, you know, seeing the energy that they can produce, you know, the difference. This is where we sharpen our cybernetic skills. But the deeper you go into yourself, just like we said, just like we said before, you take time to look inside of your eyes. That's that bone thugs and harmony. Look into my eyes and tell me what it is you see. What do you see when you look into my eyes? So you take the time out and you analyze yourself. All right? This is cybernetic programming. You analyze yourself. Look into your eyes. You spend some time. You spend about 5 minutes in the bathroom just looking directly into your eyes. You don't have to be, you know, like, oh, I don't want to blink. You know, yeah, you can blink, but you want to look into your eyes, and you want to be able to read yourself, find out who you are. This is cybernetic programming. You're reprogramming yourself to become that which mankind has deprogrammed. And he has deprogrammed a lot of shit that belonged to us. So, yes, we're talking advanced cybernetic programming. For you to reprogram yourself just by looking in the mirror and spending time. I spent a lot of time looking in the mirrors, brothers and sisters. I spent a lot of time looking in the mirrors because I wanted to know who I was. I wanted to know, you know, how I didn't have any limitations. I wanted to know as far as, you know, how far can I go? So, just stuff for you to think about. This is advanced cybernetics. All right? Like I said, before the fall, we had the ability, we spoke over 233 different languages. Huh? Come on now. Now we have to bring ourselves back to that. We were able to build different vessels just by a thought. Alright? It's time for us to bring ourselves back into perspective. Alright? We'll catch you guys later. You know the deal. All power to the most attractive celestial good beings. May chaos bring you forever and ever and ever. I remember, chaos brings change, not peace.
Alright. All right, guys. So if you are just now new to, not new, but if you're just now listening to, just now starting to listen to our series. Our series is based off of Moses and the Emerald Tablet, of thoughts, really the matters of the heart, you know, the heart chakra up into the crown being the main thing. We always ask, what gets us off of this earth simulation? What gets us off of this earth simulator, you know? And it's the matters of the heart. You know, truly, I mean, it sounds cliche and it sounds, you know, all this, but really, the matters of the heart. I'm pretty sure a lot of us have done enough destruction to see that, you know, it only keeps us looping, you know, like kind of like the you remember the song Ring Around the Rosy, Pocket Full of Toesies, as we all fall down. We all fall back into bodies. We all fall back into bodies. We all fall back into bodies, right? So the whole routine of looping and falling into bodies and looping and falling into bodies, I said generational curse, eternal says generational course, but, you know, in order to truly elevate one's soul, you know, why are we here? Why do we continue to do some of the things in repetition? You know, what are we learning from that? What are we gaining from that? What are we gaining from these experiences that we're having here on Earth? that's it. What is the North Pole, truly? What is the North Pole, truly? What is the North Pole truly? Is the North Pole a central? Go, if any ancestors watching this right now, go see if you can figure out how to watch Stranger Things season one up and two, you know, and watch it with your first eye. There may be a lot of ancestors here that communicate, you know, in the old languages, you know. Watch in first eye. Watch so some of the newer ancestors, you know, watch in third eye. Watch with your mind's eye, if you will, however you want to slice that. You know, watch with your intuitive essence in which you are to decode things, right? But it leads you back to this message. So let's go ahead and finish up and see what he has. He's talking about this character, Billy Carson. There are a lot of Masons, Freemasons, but the original Masons, which is the Masons that, you know, does not come with fabrication, that all of their downloads and everything comes from within them. They're the ones who are hated the most in this Egypt simulator. You know, the Egypt / Moor simulator, is what, you know, we're kind of stuck in. But it's not a bad thing, but it's just, you know, to kind of get us ready. I don't know if many of us are going to be going to another simulator or however that's going to be sliced, but just be aware of what may be going on. I'm not here saying that this is going on, but I'm just saying it's a good thing to be in the know to be aware. He seems to be an agent, they say. He seems to be an agent, they say, but just as I played, let me play this clip one more time for you guys. Not this clip, but this, just so we can be on the right track with each other. Hold on.
Someone's not loving you, that's their assignment. Someone's not supporting you, that's their assignment. Someone's not helping you, that's their assignment. Someone's not being there for you, that's their assignment. But let me tell you something that God wants you to hear as well. When they come for you, that's their assignment. When they talk about you, that's their assignment. When they overlook you, that's their assignment. When they spit on you or on your name, that's their assignment. Why? Because God knows there's someone on the other side of you persevering through what they say.
All right. So there's that. Let me see if there's another. There's another message that come through. You know what? This was a good one too.
Have the knowledge you have is gone. These spaceships that showed and many black actually exist. They got them in New York and all over Washington. They probably got power like these got them all over the world. Because nobody would expect these to be spaceships. They would actually show you ideas of communication to which you have to use.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The world. The real reason why I made this video is somebody had comment under my post that me and Black is watching. We uploaded this video of me showing watching this. I'm not fearing of you both who are coming. I'm glad to take it on both rounds. So that's yours.
All right, guys. So that was a youngster, like a young dude. Yeah.
I actually remember choosing this in The Voice.
Planet are moving into the next dimension. And if you want to go with it, we have to change. We have to evolve. And we are vibrations and frequencies also have to change to match it. But this is what we're talking about, the new Earth and separating and going into the new frequency. The first time in the history of the universe that an entire planet has changed its vibration and is moving into another dimension. This never happened before. And all the ETs, all the beings, everybody are out there watching. They said, this is the greatest show on Earth. Are we going to be able to do it? Are we going to be able to pull it off? It started about 2003, and we're at the height of it right now. People keep saying, what is it going to happen? You're in the middle of it now. And most people are aware of it. No, things are changing. You know the vibrations are different. Your time is speeding up. It's a very important time we're in right now. And there's many souls that are coming in right now to be here for us. They volunteered to come.
All right. So, what's another one, guys?
Truth about spirituality. Most people paint a picture that is people sitting in a forest with their feet in the grass, looking at the sun. That's false. Let me tell you, real spirituality. It's suffering. It's pain. It's heartache. It's losing people close to you. It's coming to the realization everything around you was a lie. Coming to terms with past traumas, pain, and turmoil within your heart and soul. It's not just learning about meridians, chakras, and saying beautiful things to yourself and listening to frequencies. There's more to it than that. It's more to it than just crystals, putting your hand on trees, hugging trees. You have to look inside yourself and do shadow work, the inner work, in order to help and solve your traumas. Don't let these people try to sell you fake stuff, fake courses. You have a lot of the answers you need inside yourself. That's the truth.
But we don't even want to focus on giving them too much power on you guys. This was an elephant, nature's program.
Definitely.
We might as well go ahead and add this as a new chapter to the Jungle Book. We might as well. This beautiful elephant creature takes revenge on an old-ass lady that motherfucking set her up so that poachers could take her motherfucking baby. She finds this bitch out of a motherfucking watering hole, like, there that bitch go, stumps this bitch out in front of everybody. The lady fucking dies. They have the funeral not too long after. The elephant travels from 200 motherfucking miles away. Like, I finna celebrate this disrespectful dead bitch. Yank her out the motherfucking coffin like a t-shirt, wave around your head, spin her like a motherfucking helicopter, stumps her the fuck back out, stumps her motherfucking house out, stumps her motherfucking goat out.
Damn.
Bitch! What is... You fucked up! You fucked up! I want to salvage the elephant. I wish I could have been there. I would have followed up on her ass.
You bitches are terrible, all, because you mad. You in for a treat, simple ho.
I'm sorry, that was in my moment of being balanced. I don't think that there was any other messages. I don't know, this was good. Okay, it's not going to play. Anyway, guys, let's go ahead and get into the lecture. Is there anything else that's coming out? Oh, I do queen affirmation paintings, guys. It's where I take a chosen canvas and I paint affirmations for women. I encode inside of the painting affirmation. You know, you are beautiful. You're divine. you know, you are not your past, you know what I mean? And then I'll put your zodiac sign on the pain. So you can email me at mayatharu. Hold on. enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com, okay? So that's where you can, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com. And just let me know that you're interested, you know? And we can get a team information. I think I've done one for you, Joanne. So let me start rambling and let me get back to the lecture. Here we go.
Comes a flat earth, and you can't undo that. Simulation is like a video game. When you play Grand Auto, you got a flat map. And in any simulation, it's dealing with a flat board, like board games. Here go the board right here, the earth plane. And you're a piece on the board, skipping around the board. Here go what I'm teaching y'all. People like Billy Carson want to talk about simulations, holographic universe, but they don't want to talk about flat earth. And I got to call it out. I got to call it out. Let's listen to him. I've heard enough of me. Let me play the video. The anti-gravity craft that he created starting back in the 30s. I'm here to call this man out. He's trying to make it like Hitler was creating anti-gravity crafts. That's why I'm telling y'all, Billy Carson working for them people, man. Billy Carson is an agent. I don't care what nobody say. I got to say it. Every time I try to be nice, I just can't be nice. The dude is an agent, and it just gets under my skin. I don't know if he's an agent or if he really playing dumb like that. He keep bringing up Adolf Hitler, Vermonter. He want to make it like what the government's saying. It's an alien spaceship, and that ain't what Hitler was saying. Hitler was trying to wake the world up with his knowledge. Let me go ahead and clear the stream out. Because now we're about to go even deeper and show you. Here go what Hitler was talking about. Hitler got a spaceship up there with a plus sign in the middle. Look. Look at what Hitler was talking about. This is the flat earth with a plus sign being the North Pole. And the dome over it. They turned it into UFO shit to hide the cosmology. They turning the flat earth into a UFO ship because it's literally levitating on a tree of life. That's why I showed you the beehive earlier. It's like a beehive hanging on a tree. Lying to you about Hitler. The whole world lied about Hitler and they had to kill him. Because Hitler was saying too much of what I'm saying. And he was saying it back in the day. You see what they doing to flat earthers today? Look at what they was doing to Hitler back in the day. And think about this. Look at the people who Hitler was killing. And think about that. And I'm going to just shut up. This is what Hitler was talking about, what the earth is and how to get free energy from the earth, just like Tesla. Every time, let me show you something. Time we talk about free energy, they hide it with UFO shit. Tesla was talking about free energy. Guess what? All of the imposters on the earth, they say Tesla was talking about aliens. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this shit. Look. What they did with Tesla too. Tesla wasn't talking about no fucking alien vehicle. Ain't what they were talking about. These people hid the true spirituality behind UFO talk. Tesla was talking about your macabre and the multiverse. Let me show you. Your starship. Hitler and Tesla was talking about UFOs and anti-gravity. No, man. Here's what, see, Hitler and Tesla were like priests of their time. They were Nordic priests of their time. Look at this. This is what they give you today, but Tesla wasn't talking about that. They want to make this spiritual knowledge physical. You see what they're doing? It's your light body, but they want to turn it into a UFO taking you off the earth, when really it's your light body, your crown. Your crown chakra is what Hitler was trying to teach about. That's what they turned into the UFO ship. This ain't nothing but your crown chakra. And they want you to be alienated to who you are and how we travel the stars. Hit the crown chakra. Turn this to a UFO ship. This is the Stargate out the earth. But ain't nobody getting out the earth because people don't know this. They ain't opening up their mind because they believing in space and aliens and anti-gravity and spookism. Ain't what Tesla was talking about. That is not, and they turn it into this now, the alien agenda. That is not what Tesla was talking about. They talking about the Pharaoh and them discovered all their knowledge from aliens. No, man, they discovered from the same way Tesla discovered his. Look, pharaohs in Egypt was connected with the knowledge that Tesla had, what Hitler had. We just disconnected today. We think the Egyptians was on some alien shit and bullshit and spookism. No, they was on electromagnetism just like Tesla. Look at this. Damn, Unk is the lightsaber, man. But they turned it into alien stuff. See, look. See how this look like a UFO head? And they'll say, look, we learned the knowledge of energy from UFOs when we literally learned it by studying oscillation. Studying the natural world around us. Been looking at a hurricane would teach you about the crown chakra. Our ancestors unlocked these secrets because they was in tune with the world around them. Think of the swirl on the top of your head. They got it. The top of your head. The hurricane happening. Your energy is expressing itself. It's chaos. You are a fucking hurricane, but you are ordered one. You are chaos that's ordered.
Mm.
That's why I'm showing you a hurricane, but I'm also showing you the crown chakra. Got this on the top of your head. All the energy that made you is following a simple pattern. You brush your hair this way. Don't go against the grain. We yield to this fractal code in creation. Check that out. There it is. They turned this into a UFO ship beaming down some damn light. Secret geometry will show you the deception that all of it was alienated with spookism. Look at this. A Tesla wasn't talking about no damn Billy Carson lying to y'all. He part of the agenda. Go to swastika right here. That's what I've been teaching you about. They banned the damn swastika, but they didn't ban the Jesuit cross. We're talking about a symbol that represents a Holocaust. Do you know how many nations was killed under the Jesuit cross? But they ain't banned that yet, but they banned the swastika. Telling you, it's a spiritual war on the earth. All of this shit ain't nothing but who gonna have the power to interpret the cosmology. And the Jesuits been doing it a long time. This symbol represents the headquarters that I was just telling you about. That's where your real head at. You're a headless horseman. Why you think they call it the headquarters? It's four corners to this thing. You in each one of the corners are part of your being. Think about this. Quarters. The headquarters. About this shit now. It's four sides to this thing. It's what the swastika is. Hitler was talking about all this too early. They didn't want it yet. We want to control when we wake up and not. We can only wake up when they got the technology to control our awakening. Can't wake us up at a time if they can't control that new awakening. They got to monitor when we're awakening so that when we awaken, they had a new technology to control us with. Hitler had the swastika. They banned it. It ain't that they banned the swastika because the Jesuit cross is the swastika. I keep telling you that. Saturn, all that, the four-leaf clover. That they banned Hitler's agenda, which was exposing the Matrix, revealing what the Jesuit cross was all about. Who's working with the Jesuits? The Jews. Who were Hitler attacking? Look at this Matrix symbol. It's shaped like a Jesuit cross, don't it? They showing you in a Matrix. And even in the middle of it, shows you this same code about the headquarters that's in the middle. Look. The controllers are the Antarctic tree. Talking about this. Say it's the headquarters. You literally got a dude head inside of it right here. The Celtic people. That's literally where your mind is located, at the North Pole. The pineal gland in the middle of the brain is the Polaris in the middle of the earth. It's one big interconnected fractal loophole, if you will. Once you access it, you up out this bitch like Jack out the box. See, the Hindu Nagini showing you what the Celtic people were showing you. Dude coming up out the simulation, look. Defeated Saturn because he made it to the middle of the labyrinth like the rat. And he coming up out the thing like a volcano erupting. And that's what this Celtic symbol represent right here. So how they going to ban what Hitler was saying, and they creating it now with CERN? All of this ain't nothing but the image of the CERN technology. Look at this. CERN is showing you everything I'm showing you right here. Even the doggone logo. It's that when Hitler was trying to do this, they weren't ready for it yet. You know how far ahead the world would be right now if Hitler would have did this in his time? They stole Hitler's research like they did with Tesla and reverse engineered it. And they talking about Hitler was going to control the world, and they just control the world. They was talking shit about the TV today. It reverse engineered it. They was talking shit about, because in case y'all didn't know, the TV was invented in Germany. That ought to tell you the kind of technology that Hitler had. Hitler was the first one to pass a visual broadcast through the ether, him and Tesla. Nobody done this but Hitler and Tesla, man. The TV is this because of Hitler and Tesla. Hitler used the TV to be able to make all of Germany on one accord. And you saw how he was going to rule the world with that. His military was able to receive a signal within minutes while everybody else was still using old radio. You going to fight Germany? They already at your doorstep when y'all still communicating the plan. They done passed the signal to the whole nation through the TV. You know communication is the key to victory in battle. And then nobody had a level of communication like Nazi Germany. Had a TV. TVs. I mean, one man can control this whole nation. You don't understand what this means for the world. This is why Hitler rose to power. Because when people started to see that Germany was more advanced than everybody else. But Hitler used the TV to control Germany. And when they killed Hitler, what did they do? Old TVs, and now they control us with the TV by brainwashing us, just like what Hitler did. The pot calling the kettle black. They was just mad because they couldn't do it. That's all. Everybody talks shit about Hitler, talking about how the TV was the devil's box, the idiot box. That's when all that shit came out. The devil's box, idiot's box. Because they said Hitler made his people zombies with the TV. and that we got to get rid of Hitler because the TV is a deadly weapon and all that shit. Now when we get rid of Hitler, now we got the TVs and they controlling us with it. I don't see what happened. Same thing when they got rid of Tesla. Now they reverse engineering his science. These people can't tap into the knowledge of how the earth works because they out of tune. So they're going to get somebody else to do it for them, and they just copy it. That's all Saturn know how to do is copy. All Saturn know how to do is copy. He don't figure nothing out for himself. He don't fucking do no science of his own. He steal. He reverse engineers. And then he take the shit he stole and do bad with it. When the people who motherfucking invented the shit was saying, let's do good with it, like what Tesla was saying. Tesla was saying, let's give free energy to everybody, let's teach them about this. And they killed him for thinking like that because they want to sell it. They want to make you a slave. Saturn is a copycat, but he going to copy your shit for the worst, not for the best. You hear me? Saturn never copied your shit for the best. He going to copy it for the worst. That's the power that's running this earth. And it's against us, against our ancestors. So I would play some more of this Billy Carson thing and break him down and dissect him. Y'all get to make a choice right now. You can finish breaking down Billy Carson video, which is going to be just letting him repeat what I already said and showing you how. I'm just going to repeat myself over and over. I'm going to say, look, y'all, look at what Billy said. That ain't true on the globe. See what he said right there? That ain't true on the globe. The whole point of me playing the Billy Carson video was to show that he teaching flattery stuff about the simulation, about the how can he be teaching about a holographic universe, people, when NASA don't say that? Globe ain't holographic. It's water and molten lava at the core. They can't have their cake and eat it too. If you're gonna, it ain't that, people, put it this way. The only way you can talk about simulation and hologram is within that earth. Because a video game is on a flat map. That's a simulation. Go play that computer game called The Sims and look at the shape of the world in there. Shape of the map. No way you can say simulation and holographic universe and still be a globalist unless you're an agent, man. And you try to have your cake and eat it too, and that's what the devil trying to do right now. People so dumb down, he can have his cake and eat it too. People don't so dumb down. Put a one. If you want me to open up the line for my peoples, man, and let them call in one-on-one to close out. But two, if you want me to mess with this little Billy video for a little while and close out that way. One or two. One for the calls, two for Billy. Give y'all my time or I can give Billy my time. We already know he's an agent, but I'm going to let y'all make the choice. I'm going to let the agent get the time, or we can give the time to the people, because y'all who really matter. And you already know what I'm going to say about Billy, that he basically trying to say our science on the globe and it don't fit. Vlone, you can't cheat. Y'all can't. See, y'all putting two, y'all doubling up on the twos. I know how to end all that. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. This way ain't no cheating gonna happen. Now we gonna vote the right way. I'm gonna give y'all 1 minute to vote on the poll. That's the only way that I'm gonna accept the vote. Lines are busy. Get your vote in right now. Phone lines are busy. And because people is cheating, so let's use the proper vote poll system. We'll give that some time so everybody can get their vote in. I tell you what, I'll play another beat, or half of a beat. The people, go ahead and get them going, bro, because you're cooking. And I let some other brothers on. I'm going to let them cook with us, man.
You figured out to me.
You mean what I figured out? Water and talking about the dome over it. They turned it.
I know, y'all. About ourselves, we can never really understand anything else.
I think that's why you need to go and figure out consciousness. Some of us figured out consciousness. And some of us have moved on to other levels. And some of us ain't figured out consciousness yet, and they in the room with the guru saying what you saying. What I think.
So if you figured out consciousness, explain what you figured out.
It can't be figured out.
You mean what I figured out, what I'm calling consciousness?
What is
consciousness? Got you. Consciousness is the part of my being that will always live on experiencing, observing, smelling, touching, understanding, asking questions, and exploring itself, getting closer, getting more and more in tune to its infinite potential, to what it can be, and re-expressing itself in greater forms. And it's going to happen for infinity. Consciousness is energy. Energy is what they call God. People say that they can't understand God because they haven't been taught the knowledge of energy, which is totally understandable.
My interpretation, I would love to answer that. My interpretation of what is consciousness is, it is an infinity. That's how I describe it, infinity. The moment you try to figure it out is the moment you distort it. And that's with anything.
Because that's my point exactly. If it's a part of you, infinite. What ain't none of this world that can destroy you. Ain't none of this world that ought to be able to put you in. You just to be left trying to live.
I'm with you on that.
I'm
definitely with you on the fact that the part of me we call it consciousness that I just explained.
Yeah.
Can't none fuck with that. The only thing you can do is hand your soul over to the
but you got to do that.
You got to do that, right?
I'm agreeing. So if we agreeing that we ain't doing that, then ain't nothing that these Jesuits or whoever can't nothing that can really destroy you. You can't be strong.
Think about this, a heroin addict or a crack addict. Jesuits ain't touching them people. Like you said, they can get you to destroy yourself, though. You can create your own hell. And if that hell is by you thinking that your existence is to serve them, and people subconsciously think that because they haven't broke free from this shit and started serving themselves yet. They are just servants to God's religion rule the world.
And that's the point I'm trying to make. You know what I'm saying? If we know that, I knew that. What you're saying, I agree wholeheartedly with you about the part of you that's infinite. So is, I got thoughts. I got a physical body right now. You know what I'm saying? I got all that going on. But I know there's a part of me that ain't doing that and just observing this shit, and I put the limitations on myself.
I create
the world that I live in, and ain't nothing changed in the world. The world always been the same. We never create nothing. We just find out what's here and learn new ways to use it. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't nothing changed but our perspective. So once you get that in control, really can't let them fuck with you. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Hey, man, that's a sharp point. I'm fucking with that. I'm going to agree with you on that. We're on the same page. But for sure.
All right, brother. That's all I'm saying. And going on with the show, man. You dropping the balls on the ass too.
Hey, I appreciate that, my brother. Thank you for coming on with the Jews, man.
And you know, you know what I'm saying? I like to say that there is no thing as a stupid question. You know, so to our elders, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we, and I'm talking to myself too, sometimes we may know best and we not may know more, and our youth is coming to us, you know, trying to make sense of things. And, you know, the way that Sanchez probably put it out there, like, you know, you're in a room full of gurus asking what is consciousness. Yeah, you know, he has the courage to do that, you know. So that's something that we could do as far as, and I mean, I know we do. I'm just talking for myself. Instead of looking down on the youth, you know what I'm saying, to where, damn, like, bro, you don't know? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just really listening. I think a lot of, like, you know, do we really compassionate? Because the youth, they can feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, and, you know, I've been on both sides of this stick. You know what I'm saying? They can feel when you're being condescending. They can feel when you're being impatient. They can feel when you are being sarcastic. So, again, we're getting back to the matters of the heart. So I like how that ended.
Got Shawa Bayamayan. Just had to pronounce that. It was a challenge. Shawa Bayamayan. Salutes to the brother. As soon as you get your audio on, you know, welcome to the show, man. The floor is yours. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for coming on with the Jews, man.
I'm going to have to mute your YouTube video. You watching this on YouTube, the YouTube off now that you on the call. You can't run the YouTube with the call. And once you do that, then you got it.
Yeah, in fact, hey, blessings to you, brother. I appreciate all the work that you do. It's important work.
Thank you so much.
And so that self-sacrifice daily to show up for the people, it was incredible. And honestly, you inspired me to go deep within myself, recognize my sinful nature, the synthetic body, and recognize how the energy body actually connected all the major world religions currently and all the spiritual systems that you've been demonstrating and talking about, specifically the crown chakra. The actual Jacob's coat, the rainbow coat colors, the seven chakras, the seven candlesticks, the seven seals and the scriptures.
Yep.
They represent the energy body, and this energy body, this rainbow body, is directly connected to all your glands, your pineal gland. And most people, because they've been westernized with medicine and Western education, devil tricked them into abominable sacrifices of meat and poisons and GMO and fluoride, and completely disconnecting them from the higher self. The crown chakra, I'm a witness to that, especially when I consume my shamanic doses of psilocybin and DMT-containing plants, because I practice shamanism consistently. And everything that you're describing with the images that you're showing, it's literally like the exact visions that I see on my spiritual trips. So I just wanted to tell you that I love your show. I want to contribute to the show so amazingly. I believe mushrooms built the pyramid. I believe DMT helped create our ancestors' ancient civilizations, free sustainability civilizations. I believe that we can get back to that after we heal ourselves first of our ancestral traumas and childhood traumas.
Hey,
I appreciate it, brother.
Hey, my brother, don't go nowhere. I want to build with you for a minute, man. I appreciate you for joining, bro. You said mushrooms built the pyramids. So I just now dived into that area of my research where I'm starting to connect the role that mushroom play with the creation of the simulation. But to hear you say that, it's showing like how the vibration in this community is so, bro. Because listen, you heard of the mycelium network underground where all the mushrooms and
plant life connect and it connects under the ground, bro?
Yeah, the trees and the mushrooms, they all are hugging and grabbing hands and communicating with each other.
And that's what's happening with the stars in the heaven, because all of the light in the stars is making a net above, right? Connecting the dots.
That's a fact.
Me and you about to kill this together.
I'm about to grab this weed real quick.
Hey, who wanna come and cause check this out. The way the energy is right now, we about to crack some more codes. I'm telling you. Cause look, he said the mushrooms built the pyramids. I'm just gonna say, nigga, that's the secrets of even how the universe was built, bro. Cause all of that shit shaped like the mushroom. Look, watch this, right? This dude know what he's talking about. Watch this, man. How the veins branch off from a mushroom. Now think of the flat Earth AE map. See, this that tree of life that we see, all of them arcs with the tree going above and below, that's this shit, mycelium. Like when you say mycelium, you saying my cell network. Yo, watch this. I'm finna go so deep right now. Watch how deep this is, y'all. Watch this. What if the mycelium network in the ground is what we call in the root chakra? Watch what I'm about to say. You see how this electromagnetic energy field spreads out all around you and connect at the sky? What if the stars in the sky is your neural network in your heavens above, and then in the root part, it's connecting under the ground too, and it's sandwiching you in? That's your, all of that mycelium network is my cells, mycelium. Each one of us in our own universe, and we enclosed in between this network above and below. Because look, if you look at this, it looks just like the universe, don't it? Oh, no, you got it. Take them out. Yeah.
As the rulers and the overlords, and it's the, one of the oldest existing compounds in the universe, even older than trees, and that's the mushrooms and the wisdom in them will literally tap you into the Akashic records and the memory of the universe. I mean, my thing is this, Brother Sanchez. I'm trying to do a mushroom retreat with you, bro. I'm about speed of implementation. Don't get me wrong. I love information. But I believe we're in a time right now where criminalization is happening nationwide in like 5 different states, and people in this group right now can activate their rainbow bodies, their crown chakras, and just put down the pharmaceutical drugs, put down the alcohol, put down the wrong doctrine,
and fucking herbs and mushrooms,
and quit running from it, because people are scared of their higher self. The higher self is like a supernatural angel with wings and like 10,000 eyes and multi-dimensional reptilian shape-shifting creature, which is who you are. And most people can't handle that pressure, so they rather stay in the third dimension, never facing their higher self. It's like that quote.
Hey, you know what, man? You're dropping knowledge, bro. Because everybody, man, people will smoke cigarettes, but they'll be scared to open up their third eye with a mushroom.
Right. And actually, healing you from cigarette addiction and alcohol and all synthetic drugs. Like you said earlier, The propaganda has been completely reversed. All false medicine currently that is completely brainwashing the people. It's soul trapping the people, keeping them in their root chakras, keeping them stuck in the fear propaganda, never climbing that Jacob's ladder. Never, their soul energy can never climb the energy meridians, opening up that crown chakra and bursting in and seeing the universal consciousness and the Akashic records and the memory of the universe. And being connected to the point where you go out there and not sit and wait on your couch twiddling your thumbs for a savior, but you go out there and you build the free energy systems right now for the community, for the sustainability of the earth. There's people right now that are building free energy technologies. They're sucking water from the ether right now, and this is public on the news. Those projects are being destroyed by the haters, the ones that are afraid of DMT, the ones that are afraid of the entheogenic experience, which means the presence of the Most High. Listen, I'm pumped up. I don't want to take too much of the floor, but the spirit of the planet is speaking through me right now. So.
Yeah, and I heard the energy, bro. I said, let me go ahead and get him going, bro, because you cooking. And I let some other brothers on. I'm going to let them cook with us, man. We want to give y'all some good callers at the end. Need some fire callers. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate it.
Yo.
Much.
Hey, who else we also salutes to Key North for popping on and getting their mics ready. Guys, I really think the mycelium network beneath the earth is the end of your nervous systems, what we call the root chakra, and that the stars is the end of your nervous system, your neural network in the brain creating the crown. We are like an open portal, and we're spliced at each end, and it's connecting us to the world below and the world below, above. I can even show you different deities that represent what I'm talking about. Hold on a minute. Find this here. To show you. Okay, let me go back to mine. I had closed all the folders, but I'll open them up now. Find that folder, and I'm going to open that back up. We're going to show you what I mean now, because I didn't think I would back into nothing. Yeah, well. See, his God is in the middle. You gotta look at her like a spliced wire. A crown chakra is like when you cut open a wire. I don't mean a spliced wire, but when you split in the wire, that tip right here. They said the witch was able to travel to heaven on a broom. The broom. It's the connection. Paintbrush. Witch broom. The lotus flower. Right here. The witch broom, y'all. See, when we think that the ancestors was traveling behind the moon on a real witch broom, and it was neural connections. It was the end of our nerve is ending. I keep telling you, science act like they don't know where our nervous endings are, because they don't want to tell you that you got an aura around your body. Here's the proof. I can teach y'all something, and I'm going to open up for some more callers, right? This is what I'm teaching you guys, right? The energy around your body is what's happening to your nervous system is your electric wiring. They're saying at your fingertips and at your feet and at the crown of your head, well, we don't know what happened to the energy after that. And they playing dumb because they don't want to fucking let you know you got an aura around your body. And all the energy, when it leaves your body, it makes a vortex around your body and it's recycled through your body. And we was healing from the outside in before they start cutting motherfuckers with surgery and going right with medicine and IV shooting up in you. You had sound machines. Nobody had to cut in you and take no medicine. You can listen to certain tones. It'll heal you of everything because we was in tune with where the energy go outside the body. The nervous system is where the disease is situating at. Check this out, y'all. Virus is feeding off the energy that's being wired through the body, and it will the host weak. Check this out, y'all. What happens at the end of our fingertips and all that is this right here. At your crown chakra and your root chakra, this is what's happening. You see it's why? Now look, that's what's happening above your head, below your feet. That's like the roots. That's like the roots of a tree. You see this lady right there? See this right here? This is what it represents. You're connected to the heaven and the underworld. It's the crown chakra and the root chakra. It's like this witch broom concept or this lotus flower concept. So you'll see that connecting to both. They want to
See, when you look up in the sky at the stars, you're looking at the stars are the ends of these wires right here. Out of your head, you're launching the whole simulation around you. What's filling you inside of the game is the sky is connecting with the ground just like this. The middle mark, or the middle of the torus, where your waistline at, where the vortex meet at. That's where we tie a loop with the end of this cord to the bottom of the other one. And we connect both of them, and it makes a diamond. It makes a diamond. This is DNA, the connection. Tell you, this is happening on micro and macro, y'all. Well, I think when we look in the sky, we're looking at our stars. Every star in the sky is the end of one of these wires. And you know at the end of that wire, it's a little electric spark at the tip. And that's what I'm telling you happened above and below. And below your feet, you got the mycelium network, which is you capping yourself from the root chakra. And that, see, how you think we able to take mushroom trips? Think about what I'm saying. You able to go out there, eat a mushroom, and be anywhere in the universe because all the mushrooms is connected under the ground into one internet system. Look at this. And it's connected with the stars in the heavens. This is why mushrooms even work, y'all. I'm showing you. This is how it connects us to it. It opens up this. And this is why the mushroom is got the same sacred geometry as all this. And it's so dealing with shamanism and, you know, Mario and stuff. But, guys, I got the shadow mic with the callers. I was teaching earlier, so, you know, I do want to let the callers get in there. Let's start with my brother, Keith Norfolk. Salute, Keith Norfolk.
Hey, salute, bro. Man, you cooking like a motherfucker, man. Hey, salute, bro, in the family. Salute. I just wanted to say, man, they got us scared of pinheads, and we supposed to want to be pinheads, man. This shit you saying is profound, man.
Appreciate that, man.
But yeah, you know the pinhead, the scary pinhead, nigga.
Hell yeah.
We supposed to be going to connect our neurons to the stars, man. That's what that Muslim will do, like what you're saying. And then, but they make it some spooky shit to where you're scared of it. You know what I mean? Think about
it. I agree. Like I said, we are the devil learning his lesson. See, he got to figure out what kicked him out of heaven. We are the devil, man. We are the Pokemon got the monster, man, for real. Hey, salute to everybody. That's real shit, you know.
Salute. Oh, yeah, that's a dope deal. The mushroom people, salute.
Yeah, salute. Salute. And we're going to let everybody spit their spiel, man. Y'all know how we do it.
Yes, sir. Salute to the panel. It's Diggy out of FLA. Y'all already know, man.
Thank you, Diggy, for joining, bro. Anything.
Yes, sir.
And that goes Tesla first idea of the TV, y'all. Projecting a thought on screen. If you look at it, they just project their thoughts on the screen. They the only ones get Tesla was gonna make it where everybody can just think something. That shit'll play out on the wall. So think about it. If Tesla would have created this machine, Hollywood wouldn't have been able to exist because think about this. Way we make movies, a nigga think of a movie, then we rehearse it with actors, and we know how Hollywood goes. But what Tesla was saying, in Tesla mind, if you think of a movie, we can just take you to the theater, take you to the little skybox at the top, and let you think of your movie, and all us will be down there watching your movie unfold on the screen. You don't need no actors. You don't need a director. You just go and think of it. And we watch your movie, and then you'll get paid for that. So everybody can participate in Hollywood. Y'all think of that. Tesla.
Yeah,
yes, Tesla idea. You know the little room at the top with the one dude up there loading up the shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tesla said it's like the holographic theory. Your thought is the movie. So we can fucking put it in a machine and project your thought for everybody else to see it and blow it up like a hologram on the wall. Now we can see your
for years. You thought of a movie? Come share the thought with us. And now it ain't even no VCR, ain't no DVD. See, that would have killed them. They wouldn't have been able to made all that money off these industries because this technology makes it. You see why our ancestors didn't have all of the shit we have and we think we smarter? We see where your ancestors didn't have DVDs and VCRs. Nigga, they had thought projecting machines. That's why they didn't have a DVD. The thought in your mind, you take it out your mind and put it on the DVD. And what's on a DVD never is the way you thought about it. Imagine if that shit coming out your mind right to the people in real time. Look, these motherfucking Hollywood creators don't never steal our thoughts anyway and turn that shit to a movie. What happened if we had the machine to project our own thoughts to the people? And nigga, look, bro, I'm telling you, this changes the world now to some Agartha type shit.
Nah, that's some real shit, dog. I mean, I could think of plenty of movies I done seen, and while watching it, even a part of my mind might have took the scene to another level, or I might have thought afterwards, oh, man, this movie could have went a different way, but off of that type of science, if that shit would have really came true and took fruition, oh, man, that's just crazy right there, but like, we missing out, to be honest.
They finna bring this technology back, the thought projecting machine, but they finna use it to look at everybody else's thoughts to control you with, to see what you're thinking. When Tesla was,
right.
See what I'm saying? They always
for creative purposes.
Mm-hmm. The
brain
of
man. Yeah,
you got it.
From what you're saying, yeah, they trying to use and abuse our imagination. He was doing it for creative purposes, our artistic. You know what I'm saying? Purposes to show, like, look at what we could do. We living in this salt and pepper world, and we got all this other seasonings and shit. We could be creating the spices and shit. But y'all, you know what I'm saying? But what it is not, man. Yeah, if they trying to use and abuse that type of technology, so that really wouldn't even be a good thing, man. You know that.
Bro, all the hours I be on here teaching, imagine, right. Me fucking projecting my thoughts into all of y'all rooms and not even opening my mouth, just going into my mind. Because you can learn more by exploring my thoughts than hearing me trying to speak my thoughts. This is why the Agarthians don't talk. They just project thoughts in each other's mind. And this is what Tesla was reverse engineering, Agarthian technology.
Damn, I guess that's why actions speak louder than words, huh, bro?
And the thought is the action that predates the word every time. That's
that part. That motherfucking part.
We thank it for what we said and before we do it.
And maybe that could be the reason why when people do mushrooms, or I've never done them personally, but from people's recollection, a lot of times when they do it in groups, people tend to see the same thing. Like they see the same hallucination.
You linked up, man. Hell yeah. You linked up. So all of us linked up the same way. This whole earth right now, all the humans that's alive right now, it's like all of us linked up in a higher dimension where we kind of took a mushroom trip into this lifetime. Together.
Technically, you're right, especially if people, you know, was at a certain point in their life during the early 90s, I mean, mid-90s, going into 99, and then that 2000 Y2K fan, you know, era. A lot of people, you know, it was a lot going on, but, you know, on one level, before 99 became 2000, you know, that right there alone was one whole thing. You know what I'm saying? We went into a whole new aspect of life. But once again, as it moved forward, there was a lot of different things, like you just say, that keep, you know, if we all on a collective thought, group thought type, you know, thought, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, we all in it. We all getting the fragments of that aroma, that cologne, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I
was thinking about something, right? We used to eat the bomb pops. You know what I'm saying?
know, the colorful bomb pops, the brother brought up a rainbow rocket. And I was like, what is this rainbow rocket? I keep seeing it everywhere. It's all over. Everywhere you look, you see the rainbow coming out the back of the rocket. And I thought to myself, okay, this is how the consciousness is being fueled by the chakra layers. So that all of the energy of the chakra layers is like us harnessing light energy for the crown chakra to be able to levitate. It's the capstone that's levitating above the pyramid, and the reason it's able to levitate is because of the vortex of energy below it, represented by all these chakras. You see what I'm saying? So the rocket is able to levitate or fly because of the chakra system behind it. The crown is being fueled by all of the power below. And the red and orange at the bottom represent the fire coming out the bottom of the rocket, like the color code system here. But on a spiritual level, our consciousness is being fueled by all of these realities that you see within this vortex. Like, it's this, you shake like a rocket when you're in meditation. And what allow you to travel the heavens is the energy of all these fields being focused to one location. And that's where they will open up a portal in that particular location to allow you up out of here. But that's what this rainbow rocket is, how we travel with the chakras and shit. But yeah, I'm going to fall back, man. I'm going to mute up too.
Hey, I'd like to say something. Can I say something?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. I had an experience, I'm just going to tell you my experience, because you're talking about the light body and everything. So I'd have had both. I was in a situation, I was in a piping system, where you was talking about the beehive and everything. So check us out, brother. Shaman told me that he said he was in the ninth dimension. Because if you ever look at, like, the Borg, Star Trek Borg system, how they was, like, charging their stuff up. So I was able to see that. And my body wasn't a body. It was just a consciousness. Yeah, and I had the time when I was seeing my life body and all that, too. But I'm just talking about one particular time, I believe. I was, like, in maybe Alaska. It's a frozen part. So it was like freezing our consciousness. And I seen us being frozen like they do in like Star Wars, when they end up stasis part, people floating around frozen. So it's a lot of that going on, but we need to heat up some type of way, heat up the people with our consciousness. Because some people are just floating around. Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'll step back. I just wanted to share that.
Well, I think we're going to do a question here. If anybody is.
Okay, Sue, Mr. O'Brien, before you ask the question, let me just plug this in. We see Moses holding up two pillars. Well, look at it this way. Bam. You see Sue? She holding up his own sun and moon. Like I said, we making the sky outside. This is why astrology is true. This is why people used to tell you what you're going to do. Tarot cards used to work when we had this knowledge. A person can tell your future because it's written in the heavens with the stars. Like you see Shu with his hand on the star, we connected. All the energy is playing out above and below. And so my thing, and I'm going to pass the mic, if you look at what we are in this earth, we're like in the middle of a revolving door. That's the mom and dad and life in and out based on this polarity vortex. But that's how you get them holding up them two pillars. Like you're holding up two pillars because the weight of the world is literally on your shoulders. And what I mean by that is what you see in this image, like the world outside. You're creator. Look, you're the binder to the book. You're what bind the chapters together, the sky and the ground. See, we are like totem poles in the middle of a field. And let me show you what I mean. Totem poles, connecting, and everybody that's waiting with the question, please don't forget. I'm trying to give them something. Hold on. Here's what life on earth is. In a building, you will see these columns connecting the ground and the earth. Like, even if you do deal with architecture, if you take all them columns away, then the ceiling will collapse. All of the life in between the sky and the ground are like living columns. Okay. Like living columns. So when you look at this, how this woman is a column holding up the sky and the ground, that's what the Titans are. Our energy in this earth is what helps it all stay together, too. Like, we play a if ever life disappeared from the earth, it'll collapse, because we literally holding it up with our very existence here, like I'm saying. Every human is a column within this thing. You can look at it that way, too, but that's the reason he holding those, because you got to think that it's collage in relation to that. But somebody else is waiting a year to flow. I think it's O'Brien was going to ask a question, and then we'll keep the mic going to everybody else. Salutes. Thank y'all.
Hey, man, that's a great list you got going on, man. You're bringing bars in, so.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, so I just wanted to interject and say, hey, I want to keep the panel. I just wanted to be like that. And last night I had a talk too. It's so crazy you have me on today about the seven benefits of life, because I talked last night that, you know, we're writing our people's life. You're saying that we already voted. And I said that maybe, and I thought that maybe, like, our parents have a contract, a higher force before we get here, and they're also testing us while we're here, to see if we can put our mission and goals that we came down here for to make the world a better place, right? To make it like, to make the world a better place. So I'm thinking like, we're having like this test, but he also made this my question. I've been doing the course, that he's talking about like the connection to the spiritual world, and he showed some clothes and some tables right here, and it's crazy, but I was like, you know, the umbilical cord, when you think about it, babies are born. All mammals are the only ones that have umbilical cords. When doctors cut umbilical cords before it actually stops supplying blood or nutrients to the baby, they're actually cutting out a part of our connection to the spirit that we're not fully getting at the end of that being birthed. Do you think that's what it is, and that's why a lot of people, that's why they try to get us, how that's why the, you know, whatever the system has it set up that way, to where they're training, you know, their practitioners or whatever, do that, to do it that way, instead of like how in nature mammals will, how mammals, you know, they eat it. So the mother's not eating it. They're cutting it before 30 seconds, but it stops pulsating for 5 to 30 minutes after. That's when it's like dead. It's dead or whatever, not pulsating anymore, not living. And so, but they cut it within 30 seconds, 10 to 30 seconds. So what do you think about this?
You know what? You got me thinking about it. I ain't gonna even front like I was thinking about it. No, that's deep shit, bro. I'm going to drop a bomb. Real talk. And they real talk. Everybody that's been calling in, and they've been fine, man. Y'all hit the like and share, but I think this is a classic. Who is that? You got it for sure.
Real quick, bro. Hold on. I just want to apologize to Keaton Orford. I just wanted to, before we move past that segment, where Bro Santel was speaking of columns. I don't know if people know about that thing called the human body that we all got. But even Bro Santel, my point was, we got that in our body as well, columns. You know, look up the human anatomy, the spine in itself has those, you know, they're called erectors. But it's made up of a certain group of muscles. So just like
like you were showing with the structure of, you know, showing two pillars. There are two erectors on both sides of the spine. The actual column is, you know, you would call that in medical terms, you know, the spine itself is built like a column as well, or in certain terms, almost similar to an obelisk or other columns in general, where it's like a pillar at which it would be thick on the bottom, and then it narrows up as it goes to the top. Now, if anybody knows how the spine is built, the bottom lumbar area, your sacrum, and that area, your tailbone, it's a lot thicker opposed to by your neck. Those bones are a little thinner and narrow, which still, as you know what I'm saying, you drawing it up, it's drawn like a column, thick at the bottom, narrow at the top, from hips, narrow, wide, narrow at the top where your neck is. Yes, sir.
Hey, let me hop in that with you, and I'm going to pass the mic, y'all. See, I was just thinking about something, right? When you look at this emerald tablet, everything I've taught you today with this entire sacred geometry into this. Look at Travis Scott Astroworld. It's showing you the mountain on fire. Look. Showing you, see how the fire bursting up all around. You got this fire bursting up all around the mountain. And this is what Travis Scott is trying to see. They all hide in this cold, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'm gonna let y'all. Yeah, go ahead, brother. Who is that?
I really appreciate all the stuff that you're saying because it's all true. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as a column, like I've come from Kipchak's community, where the Kipchak is. Come from a Kipchak community, right? From way to stand, those standard stones. Those stones were erected for a reason. I mean, those stones, like your culture, ancestors, et cetera, you know what I mean? And like me, I listen to it a lot. And I just wanted to interject with and say thank you for what you do.
Thank you so much for that. Never learn real talk. I really appreciate everybody for joining real talk. I'm gonna continue to let you guys speak because this.
Hey, I know I'm a white boy. I come from a long line of ancestors. I mean, I got to trace my line back to the 14th century. I'll show you the papers if I have to. Okay? And I think the through the standard stone in the toroidal field, right? Because the toroidal field is a real thing. And see, it comes from the northern lights. Okay? And you have to walk to the north if you want to fill that hole and read. You know what I mean? So I think we just over and over until you get it right.
And I'm going to show you some. That's what Travis Scott's showing. Look at the matrix in there. It's leading all the way back to you get out.
Satanic as fuck.
But check that out. On the other side is when we get
it's
out. That's when we get out the volcano up here. See, this thing going inward. That's why it's the heart chakra leading in. The heart is the...
Can you remember? Sorry, Jess. Can you remember when you showed like it was like a ball in a glass, you know what I mean? And it was the light, all star.
For the whole thing about the heart, what I'm trying to show y'all though, why the ancestors say your heart gotta be right. The energy that's in your heart at the moment of death dictates the look your next location. It's the whole thing about the heart gonna be judged and all that. The heart's gonna guide, yeah, it's gonna determine where you need to go. And that's why the heart chakra, yeah, if you look at the heart chakra, it's in the middle of all of them. And it's
all I can pop that up.
We probably got a little delay, but wait a second. When you look at this heart chakra, right, it actually looked like the CERN for it. You know what I'm saying? Now, check this out. Boom. That's why this shit say see you on the other side. See, the heart is where the other side at the way out is the heart. You got it.
You can unmute another one.
Yes, sir. Sorry.
No problem. Because it's like I do the film is doing reggae music. Oh, about reggae music.
Yeah,
reggae. 432 hertz, right? It's not called the healing music, but for all. I mean, I've been running jokes at festivals for hours. Right? So I've been a sound engineer for 5 years. I've never, ever felt any better when I'm in a joke.
Bass
is, you know, vibrating my body.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's
432.
You're still right.
And drum bass is not 808 bass either. That's a side note.
But 432. This show, the electromagnetic energy field of the heart banging out the chest. And if you look at this and compare it to the god Cernonos, it show you why they call it CERN. Because think about what's going on in the middle of the chest is a portal leading to most inner self. And that's what CERN is trying to pierce through on the earth level. So like the other side is where CERN trying to reach. Why do the musicians got the same agenda as the evil scientists? This one big Kabbalah magic. It's the world ran by magicians, y'all. And the whole thing about the magician, it's like the witch stirring up the brew pot to open up the portal. They got the wand, which is the CERN bean that I was showing you earlier, the bean. That's the witch's wand. And they stir up the brew pot to open up the portal right here that you see Travis Scott to the other side. This is dealing with the antenna is the wand, and the portal is the damn brew, the fucking brew pot. That's why when you look in the witch brew, it's always bright green like the Celtic color. Now, here go the god Pan on top of a mountain with a crown of thorns. Don't that look like Jesus on a mountain, crown of thorns? But look, here he is, Cernunnos, right here. And the same thing is telling about us. But the horns are the antennas that I showed you on that tree goddess at first. Remember when I showed you the little lady with the tree branches coming out her head? And she, yeah. Here you go right here. This is why that's the elf god. You got it. Everybody can energize.
Like,
sure. No. I just spoke to this for one second, right? I found the line. There's part of the scholar, right? Helping me, right? I totally get what you're saying. You know what I mean? It's so true. And it's so, like, my family is called the Duncan Clark, right? We go all the way back to the 14th century before, I mean 10th century, right? I was like, my line goes all the way back to a king or kingdom. There were a bunch of Celts, right? And what you were saying about, you know, when you put out, you get back, right? So past couple of days, I've been kicking off, you know, fight with a few people and that. You came back on us. Get what I'm saying?
All right, cool. Here's what y'all dealing with, man. Y'all dealing with magic, right? Dealing with the not gaining, dealing with the genie. When you're dealing with magicians, right, this is where these words are coming from, right? So when you're dealing with the genie, right, cool. That means all this.
Hold on, what up, sir? We got down Sergio. What's up, bro?
Cooling out, man. Cooling out.
Sergio's real. Sergio's real.
Real. I got a question, bro, said
All right, so we're about to end this, you guys, because...
So that neck that you're showing around the body, man.
All right. I encourage all of you guys to go back and, you know, there everything's... Truth is stranger than fiction, okay? Truth is stranger than fiction. We love to be lied to. We like to be lied to, myself included, for so long, you know? And this is not judgment. I'm working on my judgment for others. Like, tend to my own garden. Don't worry about anybody else's garden. Worry about yourself. That is one thing Auntie LJ taught me, too, along the way. And, you know, having to practice through trial and error. You know what I'm saying? So trial and error, you know, it can be utilized for a good thing. You know, guys, just, you know, be good to you. Be good to you. That's a very powerful lesson that I'm learning in this moment. You know, be good to you. That's all I got, you guys. If you're ever feeling down, gratitude to shout out to the ancestors. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't want to say my ancestors. My, me, you know. The matters of the heart is in a mindset of the we, you guys. So shout out to the ancestors in totality who may join, who were with me, because there was a lot of, on all shows, there were a lot of listeners and feedback. So this is good. So this is probably, it was probably vibrationally heard across the cosmos, guys. So definitely gratitude for everything, everybody. And, you know, hey, that's their assignment. So three things I'm going to leave you with, guys. And join us next week. We're on every Saturday. Eternal will be back. Saturday will be Shu and Tetna and Egyptian goddesses, I know. We did the goddess Thor. Nut and Jeb is going to be next Saturday, and Shu and Tetna is going to be next Sunday. So please join us for that. And Eternal gives his love and gratitude to you all, to everybody. He's bending and having a good time doing his magic work and building his brand and everything. So, all right. Hold on. Let me find it for you guys. Two things I want to leave. Well, wait. There's a few things I want to leave you with. Lastly, is going to be the piano. This is how we must harmonize with one another. All right? All right, guys. Till next time.
Gemstone.
Someone is not loving you. That's their assignment. Someone's not supporting you. That's their assignment. Someone's not helping you. That's their assignment. Someone's not being there for you. That's their assignment. But everything that God wants you to hear as well. When they come to you, that's their assignment. When they talk about you, that's their assignment. When they overlook you, that's their assignment. When they spit on you or your name, that's their assignment. Why? Because God knows there's someone on the other side of you persevering through what they say.
Ooh. And here's another one, guys. Anytime you're feeling down, out, anything like that, from a little 5-year-old. Uh-oh. Hold on, here you go. Hold on. Okay. I got to start it from the beginning, y'all. Here you go.
Listen to this daily when you feel sad. Don't worry. Listen to this. All right. Listen to this.
So that, and then what now, else did I have for you guys?
This is how all hearts must harmonize. For what seven when you feel sad. Start doing things that bring you joy and pleasure. Use your power, confidence, and courage to conquer any difficulties you may face. Start doing things that bring you joy and pleasure. Use your power, confidence, and courage to conquer any difficulties you may face. Start doing things that bring you joy and pleasure. Use your power, confidence, and courage to conquer any difficulties you may face. Start doing things that bring you joy and pleasure. Use your power, confidence, and courage to conquer any difficulties you may face. Start doing things that bring you joy and pleasure. Use your power, confidence, and courage to conquer any difficulties you may face. Start doing things that bring you joy and pleasure. Use your power, confidence, and courage to conquer any difficulties you may face. Start doing things that bring you joy and pleasure. Use your power, confidence, and courage to conquer any difficulties you may face. Start doing things that bring you joy and pleasure. Use your power, confidence.
That's a queen. A queen of swords. I don't, that's not you. I feel like someone's watching you. See the man up here in the tree watching? Yeah, I feel like the queen, this woman. Queen of Swords.
Thank you. as you know, or if you didn't know, there has been like a very, I forgot what one of my voodoo friends told me it was, but it was a very aggressive, mean energy that I feel was taking over me. You give it to a shoe. Okay, so it's a shoe again. What exactly happened? Okay, so as I have been really aggressive lately, and everybody was trying to make sense of it. I let it happen divinely, but now I am balancing out into more of a hard space, but the energy needed to be present in order to get a few things done as it is to healing. And after all of that, I was going to buy a green obsidian for the heart chakra, you know, because that's the chapter that I'm walking into. And oh my God.